The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Choosing the proper trade. Choyves Halvavet. So, the past weeks we were talking about various explanations why HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes has tzaddikim have hard time in this world, and sometimes Hashem have a good time in this world. But the bottom line is that we have to know what's right and do it. And Hashem is his cheshbon, so sometimes he does things other than we would naturally expect. But everything is for the benefit of tzaddikim or the other way around. Yeah. The main thing is Hashem wants us to be Anshei Emes, people looking for the Emes. And the Emes is not affected by the fact that this person who looks like a Russian seems to be having a good life. It doesn't affect us. We don't care one way or the other. You know, Hashem is his cheshbonis, and we saw a bunch of cheshbonis, but the main thing is that we always focus on what does Hashem want from me, and I should do it properly. Somebody once told me, and with Chayza B'tshuva, Machashav Rav told him, always remember, your Chayza B'tshuva because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because of people. And even if sometimes you're let down by a person who you expect to behave much better than he really is behaving, that shouldn't have any effect. And your religious convictions, because it's not nogeh. The fact that people do avers is built into the system. The fact that we want to have kilus elikim, that's what life is all about. And sometimes a person said, oh, the reason I'm not from now, because I saw this from a person do this and this. Not relevant. It is a chilul Hashem when a from person does that. But my kesher with the Kodesh Baruch is not based on people, it's based on the Kodesh Baruch. And the truth is that if we need to base it on people, we should focus on the tzaddikim that we have in Klal Yisrael and Baruch Hashem. There are many, many. Some are famous, some are less famous, some are not known at all. Baruch Hashem, our neighbor, our keilah, is full of so many tzaddikim, special people in different ways that you don't find this by people that don't have a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a mice of Medrash Shimon Shetach bought a donkey, and then he notices a diamond on the hanging from the donkey. He went around to find the Arab merchant that sold it to him, and found it and gave it back. Pealocha, one is not required to give back the Meshav Aveda to a guy unless he makes a cheshbon of Kiddush Hashem. And he felt there's a Kiddush Hashem involved. And that's what he did. He gave it back. And the Arab merchants said, blessed is the God of Shimon ben Shetach. And they explained, why did he bless the God of Shimon ben Shetach? That a person doesn't have a God but never, ever bother giving back that diamond. Because I got it. Like they say in America, finders keepers. No one can catch me, and he doesn't have to know that I found it. But the fact that the person has Yir Shemayim, that's a Ashmir's Torah's mitzvah also by us, it's so true. By a guy, he plays all kinds of games behind the scenes. By us, nobody's watching us. We're medactic and all the different halachas that we have. But we know we're interacting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So anyway, that's our goal in life, to be that type of person. Not that we're looking for publicity, but we're living the type of behavior that is guided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that exalted behavior every Jewish person can have and should have. And that's what makes us proud of what we are. That's that we were saying, Tov Lev Mishnah Tomid. My heart is connected to the right source, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm always in a good mood.
Kol Halashon.
After discussing this whole thing about the exceptions to the rules, now Chodesh Zavod is telling us some basic rules, guidelines of seeking a parnos, and he says, every person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to live and have what he needs. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every person some natural inclinations. Some person has good hands and is good for work with his, you know, refined work with his hands, whether it be sewing or weaving or writing, artwork. Another person is a strong person, is good for slapping things. Some person is a mind, is very good with math, or a business type of mind, or organized type of person. Person natural inclination to agriculture, doesn't make a difference. Everybody has something which he naturally feels attuned to. And he should pay attention to what he has, because those are the kelim that Hashem gave him. But if it's a strong body, it's one thing. It's a, like I said, a strong head is a different thing. Strong arms, fingers, whatever it may be. A person shouldn't feel that he has to look for something against his nature. Adarabin, try to look for a panasa which he feels is he's naturally inclined to. Because those are, like we're saying, the gifts, the kelim that Hashem gave us to be mispanis with. To move on, not the intelligence and not the strength bring the panasa. Panos is from Hashem. But these are one of those things that Hashem gave us that we should keep our eyes open for and our ears and pay attention to. You see that in the entire Bria. He gave the cat the ability to be able to catch mice and hunting birds the ability to trap and catch their prey. And another animal to trap even snakes, another one to catch fish, birds. Every Bria Hashem gave its natural koichas to have what it needs to survive. And that's, we also have the same thing. So that's a starting point. Person who is interested in going some level of panasa to look for something which is compatible with him. We as Jewish people, we have another. But since our life is not just working, we have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us also special seichel compatible to learning Torah. There's a Tonis Ve'Elio that says, Elio Navi saw a fisherman and he asked him, do you learn? He says, no. He says, why not? The fisherman said, Hashem didn't give me seichel to learn. So he asked, how do you make panos if you don't have seichel? So he told him all the, how he made special types of nets, and he knows in different times of year to put them in different places, and he showed him a lot of chokhmah. So Eliyahu told him, Hashem that gave you the chokhmah to fish, he also can give you chokhmah for learning Torah. Don't say you don't have seichel for that. So the obvious question is, maybe not. Maybe you have seichel for fishing and not for Torah. So I heard a beautiful pshat from Rebbeinu Schwartz and Zichron Levrochem. He said, what's the pshat? Why is it so that everybody has that minimum amount of seichel to make panosah? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us to live, so he gives us the basic tools that we need for life. And the Mela, everybody who wants to and is mentally healthy, he will find a panosah which is fitting for him. He says, same thing with Torah. If we look at Torah as some extra thing which is not the essence of life, then Anachanami can have seichel for it. But if you realize that Hashem gives everybody the seichel for life, and if a person starts feeling that Torah is life, is the most essential part of life, once you have that type of feeling, then Hashem will 100% give you the necessary seichel to learn the Torah. So, Rav Yisrael will to appreciate the different kelim gifts that Kosh Bol gave us for our sustenance, both for our physical sustenance and our spiritual sustenance, and take advantage of them. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what He's given us, use them properly, and in this battle, that's Shas Yabda Shema in everything we do. Kol Tov.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.